Alice Vinokur, you're here at Cannes to give a conversation. It's a completely new thing at Cannes. Very happy to talk to you.
Very happy to talk to you too.
How does it feel for you to be at the Cannes Film Festival?
It's always very exciting to be here and very moving too, as I have a lot of memories here. I came for several films. Each time it was a very strong experience. And also, it's also very intense to be here, as it's also a market for films, for new projects, a hub where all the people of cinema meet. It's a very special place.
You work mainly as a director and a screenwriter, also co-screenwriting many works. How would you say has your career progressed in the last 5 years from your own perspective?
I come from scriptwriting. I studied scriptwriting at La Fémis. At first, I only wanted to write, but I found no one who wanted to direct the stories I was writing at school. I had written, you know, this story that took place in a psychiatric hospital, Augustine, a love, kind of strange love story between the patient and a doctor, a kind of gothic love story. At first, I didn't want at all to direct it, but because I couldn't find a director, I thought, okay, I'm the one who's gonna direct it. And when I found myself on a set, I thought, yes, it's the place where I feel good. So it's really like the two things, writing. I think it's not the same part of the brain, you know, writing for yourself or writing for others. It's very different, but I think it's very interesting. And also to write with directors coming from other countries, something that I feel very interesting.
Would you say you prefer to work by yourself or in a team with other writers and co-directors?
You know, cinema is a collective work. That's the beauty of it. Like, you're alone, but you are also with all the crew as a director. Those people, they are like very close friends, even closer than your best friends. It's a very special relationship that you share with them. And yes, I like also to write for my own scripts. I collaborate also with other scriptwriters, but I like to write myself and to have like discussions with others.
Female writers and directors are still strongly underrepresented at Cannes, much more than at other festivals. So how do you feel about this underrepresentation of female directors and writers at Cannes?
Cannes is an image of the cinema in the world, represents really what the cinema in the world is. I think I belong to a generation where there is much more a female director than there used to be, especially in France. But still, we are like, I don't know, I'm very bad at numbers, but I think it's 20%. And when we are in school, it's like 50-50. So I don't really understand what happens between school and then the world when you start to do a movie. I think women also have to deal with other questions about their family also. And some of them think they are like obstacles, but there are also inner obstacles. Like, you think you have to choose between your family and your work. The more there is a women director, the more I think it can be an inspiration for others to find their own voice. And I think that's what exhilarating in the cinema world right now is that there are voices coming also from different countries, from the South, from Africa, from Maghreb, from Asia. I think we have definitely to support it and fight for it. Definitely, I think it's they are less represented, but it has to change.
You said it's actually just after your personal experience and personal perspective, it's more like 50-50. Because an argument that I read from Thierry Frémaux, and that was echoed by Julien Reiche, who is, as you know, the artistic director of the Casin de Cineastes, was there are not enough female directors. We just get so few movie applications from female directors, and that's why they're underrepresented. But from your perspective, it's different.
I don't know. I mean, it's difficult. Of course, it's movies are the most important things. Like, if there are good movies, or as a woman director, you also want to be considered for your work. I think some women are maybe afraid to get in the world of cinema. I think women have to fight is also this kind of self-censorship. You don't dare to go and to write your story. What is happening right now is that I think more and more women are writing stories. It's a process, and we have to fight also for those voices to be heard. I think it's self-censorship is something I think women have to fight. I think in France, we are very lucky to have a lot of French female directors because also of the system of funding.
You moved in your career from smaller independent productions to your first real big productions with international stars like Angelina Jolie, Couture. How did you perceive that shift from smaller productions to such a big prestigious film?
You really write your films with your unconscious, and it's really what I do. So sometimes people ask me, so why have you done this? And every film is a kind of prototype. It has its own rules. It has his own stories and what is needed. What I thought was very interesting in Couture, it was like portraits of women coming from very different world. And I thought it was very cool to have a newcomer, someone who had never played in a movie, this South Sudanese girl, and to have a big star like Angelina Jolie, probably one of the biggest stars on the planet, at the same level, to speak about this woman solidarity, crossing borders and crossing worlds. So it was more specific about the subject I wanted to talk about for that movie, to see the struggle of women around the globe and around the world and women supporting each other. From my first film, Augustine, I had worked also with Vincent Lindon, who was a very big star also in France at that time. And people were asking me, why a star? Of course, you need star also to find money for projects. It's a reality. So it's always like related to a story you tell.
Interestingly, many of your films also have multiple protagonists, just like Couture. Is it a challenge to write so many different characters?
Normally, I always write more portraits of women or portraits of men, as I did in Disorder. It's normally more like one story. I wanted to try to write a kind of round dance between women, jumping from one to another. And so, yes, it was difficult, as it had to be really subtle. And it was also worth editing to find like the right rhythm. And also, more than that, I wanted to write a poetic film. Poetry is the thing I like the most in cinema. And I think because of series right now and all those incredible stories you see on those platform you can find, to go back to poetry, to what the essence of cinema is, of images coming from your unconscious, and this poetry, to me, it's something I really wanted to excel in the movie.
What inspires you as a filmmaker?
So many things. It's difficult to make a movie, and there is a lot of obstacles you have to go through, and you have to have this in your guts, you know. You have to have something you want to spend 2 or 3 years of your life for. So it has to be something really important. Sometimes I'm inspired by an image. Sometimes it's, I don't know, a sound. I always write like very personal story coming from my own experience that I try to project the distant world, the world I don't know. And I like to discover this unknown, those worlds. It's also a way to discover the world.
What kind of projects would you like to still realize? Is there like some specific direction that you would like to go into?
I would really love to do an action movie. I think it's also cool that women are not only supposed to deal with subjects as love stories, families. I'm very fond of Catherine Bigelow. There are not so many women who are breaking the rules, trying to do different kind of projects. I really like to destroy things in films. I really like to destroy the sets. And it's something very exhilarating to me also in cinema in general. When I see films, I really would love to do an action movie.
Speaking of directors, are there specific ones that inspire you or that you look up to, like Catherine Bigelow?
Yeah, Catherine Bigelow, Agnès Varda, of course, Ackerman, so many women director, but not, I'm a big fan of James Cameron film, The Abyss. Wow. I think it's a beautiful love story behind all the action themes. They're a beautiful story of a couple. You know, I'm a kind of cinema geek from my childhood. I've always watched a lot of movies, and I'm quite obsessional as a person, so I keep watching the same movie all the time. Zabriskie Point, the Antonioni movie. I mean, there are several movies like that. I could go on and on, but there are many films I live with and that are part of my life.
Here at Cannes, do you have even the time to watch some movies for yourself?
Yes, I mean, of course, it's a bit of a run, but I was able to see the Agentstef film, Almodovar movie. It's so interesting to see all those films. I was part of jury here. It's very, very intense, as you have to be seated for hours and hours in cinema. It's a way also to have a global image of cinema, of also, because cinema is also a language. And so there, it evolves. Series, they have influence also on the way stories are told. And so it's very interesting to see that also from this perspective. What is the language of cinema right now? I always love to come here and watch the more movie I can.
What is interesting is that many film festivals, among them also Cannes, are opening up to serial productions and also more and more immersive productions. And you just mentioned the language of cinema and how it changes. Could you see yourself doing something like that?
I co-wrote a series, so I was interested in this type of writing, which is super different from the cinema writing. It's much more technical. There are those room of writers, and it's like very, very hard for the brain. You have a lot of brains working together. It's really, to me, something else, very different from cinema. I feel more comfortable in the cinema world. You know, Chekhov said, stories, you write it, the story is from the end. In a series, there is no end. It can go over and over with cliffhangers and cliffhangers and cliffhangers. And to me, it's less natural than a story with an end.
Let's look into your future. Where do you see yourself in maybe 5 or 10 years from now?
I don't have a career plan. I mean, I'm just like writing with my guts and my feelings, and it changes from one day to another. I try to have this relationship to cinema, and something I need to do to live, to make films that are important, not only for me, but for others, but like that are essential, and do one film and another one at a time. I can't do like many projects, as I'm obsessional. I go for something and then I live in that world for 1 or 2 or 3 years.
Do you have something that you're working on at the moment, a cinematic work?
Yes, I'm writing a horror movie, a body horror. Actually, I've been writing this film for 5 years. I thought I was going to direct it before Couture because I had this experience with a disease. I had to do a movie before to talk about this experience. I haven't planned it, but it's the way it happened. And now I'm back in the writing of this horror movie.
So it's a body horror that's very, very timely.
Just like I've always been interested in body and bodies and trauma. Body horror has always been also something very important to me, as kind of character who are looking at their bodies as a threat. I thought that it was interesting to go in that genre. I did like a kind of space movie, a kind of thriller, and so I wanted to explore that genre too.
Sounds very, very exciting. So when are we gonna see it? Do you already have an idea?
As a director, when you say I'm gonna shoot at that time, it never happened. It's like in the life, it never happens. When I'm really superstitious, so I don't want to say a date or whatever, because it never happens the way you say it.
We will look out for it. Thanks so much for this interview, Alice Vinokur.
Yeah, thank you very much.